Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be sunny and cold with a high near 5 degrees, wind chill values as low as 23 below zero, northwest wind 6 to 11 miles an hour with gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 8 below, wind chill values as low as 20 below, calm wind becoming south 5 to 7 miles per hour after midnight. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 28, wind chill values as low as 19 below zero, breezy with a south wind 8 to 16 miles an hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And in the news for today, the Vernon County Health Department, in its latest update from Friday, January 7th, is reporting that the spread of COVID-19 is still being listed as very high. There were 29 new confirmed cases with 2 hospitalizations on Friday. There will be a free drive-through COVID testing event held in Viroqua tomorrow, Tuesday, January 11th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Old County Highway Shops, located at 602 North Main Street. Participants are being asked to remain in their vehicles for the test. Statewide, Wisconsin is still seeing record numbers of new COVID cases, with the high majority of those being from the Omicron variant of the disease. For the 4th consecutive day on Friday, Wisconsin had broken its record for the number of new confirmed cases of COVID in a single day. The Department of Health Services that day reported 12,293 new cases of the virus. That's up from 11,547 new cases on Thursday. The 7-day average of new confirmed cases is 7,637. That's another pandemic high and twice the number it was 2 weeks ago. The percent positive by test is 26.8% over a 7-day average. Wisconsin has confirmed 10,271 deaths from COVID. Information for this report in part from WBAY Television in Green Bay. And in other state news, Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, announced Sunday he will run for re-election in November, setting up a high-stakes Senate battle in a key swing state. Johnson's decision to run for a third term breaks a vow he made in his 2016 campaign that he'd seek only 2 6-year stints in the Senate. However, he had increasingly sent signals that he planned to run again in November, maintaining his fundraising and making frequent appearances on Fox News. Johnson has stood by as an ardent supporter of former Republican President Donald Trump. The announcement comes against the backdrop of what is anticipated to be a fearsome battle for the Senate, which is currently divided 50-50. Any one seat could decide which party controls the upper chamber in 2023, and both Republicans and Democrats have clamored for Johnson to make his bid official. That comes from a report in today's Hill Online News. Johnson has been dogged by criticism of provocative remarks since 2010, when he said sunspots were more likely to contribute to climate change than human behavior. He has also been a vocal proponent of an election audit in Wisconsin and praised rioters who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021 as people who, quote, love this country. Again, that is according to the Hill report. Among the Democrats running in the race are Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski, Milwaukee Bucks Executive Alex Lazary, and Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson. Barnes is leading the polls and has raised the most money of the Democratic contenders. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.